Enlivening Musings and the Pleasure Fairy, here to inspire more daily pleasure and aliveness into your life. Amp up your jizziness. Invite your weird out to be loved on for radical self-love, enhancing your life and relationships. Go to crystalfranco.com for free and paid experiences. What does going to bed satisfied do for you? Do you have better dream integration? Do you feel more lit up the next day? What, just vibe on that feeling of being satisfied and how delicious that is. Welcome to Enlivening Musings. I'm Crystal, and today I want to muse about going to bed satisfied. And the reason I say I want to muse on this one is because I don't know that I've really gone into any sort of scientific literature or anything like that to be like, yes, this is absolutely true. The way that I feel about this is scientifically backed. All right. But basically, I've been having all of these amazing nights of going to bed feeling satisfied. And there's so much to be said for that. And I think about how a great majority of our population in human design are generators, manifesting generators, which are a type of generator. And the way we know we're living in our true self and we're living by our design and being who we be is if we feel satisfied. The opposite of that is frustration. Now, each type of person, each type in human design has their own thing. Like manifestors, it's anger, and projectors, it's bitterness. So it's not just about human design, though. It's just kind of one of those fun little, a great majority of the population is lumped into this type, right? And that's our key, our sign that we're living our design, is that we're satisfied and something is making us feel satisfied. And that concept of going to bed satisfied. Because the idea is that we have used all of our energy in the way that we enjoy, and then we're able to have that used up so we get to climb into bed and feel satisfied and like we've used our energy to its fullest throughout the day. And that's the feeling. That's what I'm going for. That's what I've been doing my very best to be going to sleep that way every night. Sometimes that means I stay up and do something because it's that thing that I've wanted to do all day or that got postponed or whatever it is. And so I'll make sure that I've done whatever it is that really fills my soul and feeds it and makes it so that I am going to bed feeling satisfied. So I think that it is beneficial for everyone, regardless of if you're a generator, manifesting generator, right? Because that feeling is just so good. The feeling of climbing into bed and feeling satisfied, or resting in bed and feeling satisfied, I think it's really important. And it makes me feel similar to when I'm doing gratitude practices. And so I feel that there's the potential for deeper rest. I feel there's the potential for dream integration. So again, it's not something where I have any science to back this up. And this is more that let's muse about this concept. How do you feel about this? How often are you going to bed feeling satisfied? And what does that do for you? Does it make it so you fall asleep more easily? Does it make it so you do have better dream integration? Does it make it so you feel all of that almost sense of gratitude, which can feel like love and reverence? So what does it do for you when you're able to climb into bed satisfied or be laying there and feeling that way? And then how does that ripple effect into the rest of your life? Do you wake up the next day feeling better because you did sleep better or more soundly or just had that satisfaction the night before? So this isn't just about, okay, you know, the previous episode, having sexual satisfaction so you're not in sexual frustration. This is life satisfaction. It could be that you finished an art project. It could be that you really knocked out your to-do list that day. It could be that you really tended to your family or were so proud of yourself for handling an obstacle, you know? So it's not just about one thing here. This is just that feeling of being satisfied. So an invitation would also be to see how you can bring more of that feeling into your life of this really is satisfying to me. What areas are not feeling like they're bringing you satisfaction, and what could be tweaked to make that feel a little more juicy, zhuzhy, yes, right? Awesome. Well, I hope you enjoyed this little musing about. I'd love to hear you answer some of those questions in my DMs on Instagram at @thecrystalfranco. And I'm excited to share with you continually even more all of the cool things that I feel are bringing me satisfaction in life as they keep coalescing and doing their magic. So stay tuned for that. And of course, if you need any one-on-one support, reach out, and I hope you have a lovely day. Go to bed satisfied. Thanks for tuning in. Share this with a friend to spread the love. Connect with Crystal on Instagram at @thecrystalfranco or on her site, crystalfranco.com. Enjoy.